Blog Talk Radio.
Just be my lady.
Suggestions in real time across your web and desktop applications. You can also quickly find and insert your most effective text snippets into whatever. A long time ago, I produced a song written by Barbra Streisand called Somewhere, and the singer was Barbra Streisand.
Everything we do that sounds, I think, is a faraway place. It's a place in your imagination, and it's just always amazing to me.
I have a great idea. I am going to sprinkle a little fairy dust on the stage, and we're going to make some magic with that song and you. And Barbra Streisand,
okay?
Okay.
New York City, and the weather is going to be very sunny. Oh, greens, nice. Fresh oil. That's how we can pull up. Barely heat going. All right, here we go. My date, not your date. You don't like to sleep with something new. Where are you going? Oh, really? I'm going to be here to the floor somehow. I look underneath the chair over here because it's a mess.
What happened?
Nothing. The floor gets dirty, so I mopped it, that's all. My feet is something that makes a mark on so a little mopped up. We are tired. Tired! What are you doing to the dog? All right, that was Tiffany. What the hell is she? Thank you. Why is it like this? Where are you going in there? Do as you fucking see. I'm allowing you to call the show. So you know, beautiful. Hell is. Yeah. Is it counting on your days? Yeah.
Over there. But he even had a different wife and kids out. They got to play it safe. Left all lights on the front of the
All right, that was Rodney Dangerfield.
Always on top of it. Yeah, it's always there. Other guys make a move. New day, up and at it. I wake up at
because you're hard, it's the way you can be nice about it. Sometimes I'm talking to you. And the evidence looks back at me today, you're going to get it good. You'll be drinking early today. And I can't drink. I'm a bad drink.
You bad drink?
I am a bad drinker. No, I do have a bad drink right now. But I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. In fact, I'll mix them up now. Give them an opportunity the other night. Have a few drinks with it. The waiter came over. I would have roast beef on the rocks.
Well, do it to you.
Bunch of
memories.
Memories.
Memories will sustain.
I even talked about Boston before. Right? I talked about Boston before, and I have 6 years when I show you about memories. The memories of actually, my father was in Boston, you know. So he was Jesuit in Boston for years. And I have a picture here. I thought you may get a kick out of it. You're picking 60 years ago in San Francisco. My father, he was 20 years old. And in this picture, Charlie Chaplin was 23 years old. His father was Chaplin there. Well, that's true. That's right. Yeah, that's right. I'd like to see my old man with Chaplin over there. There's with the camera, though, the Chaplin for the day. That was 60 years ago, San Francisco. Yeah, I could tell you a lot of stories about Boardman.
You want to see one of your own pictures?
Yeah, my old man was
in Boston. Somebody dug out one of your early publicity pictures.
What is this?
Do you remember these phony pictures they would take? Take a look at this. Look at the monitor. Look at the monitor.
Oh,
that was my first thing after the picture. I'll tell you the truth, what happened. I took the picture straight. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
The guy told me he got props. So I got props. And then I used to fix it as dogs. You know, I used to like the different ways people would spank their kids. Like a barber hit this kid, you know.
We'll be right back after one of these.
I'm just saying there are times when you need to, right? Like, if you're late to meet someone and you see that they're already angry and you don't have an excuse, you have to lie. Because if you told that person the truth, they would never speak to you again. You'd be like, hey, I got a tub clean. I just couldn't motivate to get going. I mean, eventually I could. What I'm trying to say is I don't value your time. I've identified there are two times when it's socially acceptable to lie. To spare someone's feelings, it's okay to lie. It's also okay to lie to cover up a murder. Allow me to explain. When we discover someone's a murderer, we also learn they've done some sinning. But we tend to focus on the murder part. You never hear, I'm angry he killed that guy, but frankly, I'm more upset about the liar. It's the dishonesty that bothers me. Some trust has been broken. Speaking of lying murderers, I watch a lot of Dateline. I don't want to brag. Some other winners out there. If you're unfamiliar or you have a life, Dateline. This magazine show, like 60 Minutes, but at one point, Dateline just went all in on murder. I mean, usually spousal murder. Like, if you watch Dateline, it appears most marriages end in murder. Every episode starts to say, we had the perfect marriage. We just don't get killed.
Just being a wife, sometimes I'll get someone else to kill their spouse, but it seems impersonal.
You just allow to do it yourself. Anyway, I was watching this one episode. Minnesota Daylight about this guy who murdered his wife. It was gruesome. I was watching with my wife on our anniversary. My wife didn't care. I mean, she wasn't thrilled I was taking notes. What are you writing down? This guy's just caught me. Like he's trying to get caught. Anything, this guy's plan was foolproof. What he did on his anniversary is he threw a party for him and his wife, and they invited all their friends so that they could see how happy they were. Then the next morning, he took his wife fishing. He rented a boat, he brought a cooler, some tackle, three concrete blocks. For fishing. And he would have gotten away with the whole thing. But 3 months after his wife disappeared at sea, got engaged to a stripper, which is kind of suspicious. And to celebrate their engagement, they dropped acid, as tradition would have. And while tripping on acid, he admitted the whole thing to his fiance. And she turned him in because she didn't appreciate his honesty. As the episode ends, all I can think is...
Yeah.
I never even thought of murdering my wife. Well, I've never made plans to murder her. I don't own concrete blocks. I can see some of you are like, Jim, I don't like the murder joke. I don't like the... But wouldn't it be great in a week you learned I was a murderer? And then you should press, like, oh my gosh, Brandon, the taping special. Tell me about all these jokes on murder. Were they good? Not Billy, no. You look better at murder than comedy. I hear you.
All right, well,
I don't believe that anything is possible. You got to start saving your own. That's pages 2% ATY. Right,
it's
wrong. Accounts up to $1,000
can
help you enter the stars. Don't even get me started on compound. It's just a small deposit every month.
I thought
you were asking. Or maybe it's a little thing we call... I was released from the hospital the day after the surgery. They gave me painkillers. They also instructed me.
Queen Elizabeth died in 2022? This year?
What?
Queen Elizabeth died? Queen Elizabeth.
Died?
It says here, Queen Elizabeth death 2022. Yeah, she's... Look at that. Hold on. No, no. Could be a hoax, though. She's got that over. Why did she go into that floor? I don't know.
Oh,
sun screen. Let me show. Alright, This area is actually. I saw those bad showing. Thank you. they kind of, that's a very strong smell. That one's gone. I'm loving it. She was. She was in the rock door. Similar lines. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You go to the doctor or something. So, you know, his Bluetooth is on. And so, I did it before. And he showed me.
Thank you.
And your wife, man. Yeah. All right, y'all. How's it doing? Time. I'd love to see y'all next. Talk to you tonight or whenever, or tomorrow. You see me out on the air. Oh. All right, come on. It's not the one I was thinking. Oh, but I know it's one I was thinking. Let's see how it sounds. I'm pressed on else, but here comes Michael Song. I just can't stop loving you. If I can't be with you, I just can't stop loving you. I just can't stop loving you. Stop. And tell me just what I do. No. Thank you. you tell me just what more I do? Anything. Strong here, All right, Charlie, who's that? Let's see. Oh, here you go. Here's a baby. Charlie. Bullshit.
Thank you.
it's more of a, No, can you feed him? What is it? Oh, my God, I got cold now. I'll put him very nice. Cold now. And the weather change. Charlie. You're taking a fish? That's my girlfriend, okay? And we have a piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
one of the person and that's kind of what we could do. Yeah, there we go, there we go. Well, he told me, he had a son. And this one for him, I think sugar cancer. Where are you going to? Did you know? No. So I just so was a girl that was with family job. You hear it today. Uh, And here it is. I'm so excited. And I say, here my excitement. You can see it on. How are you? How are you? A couple minutes. Nobody's here. Where's everybody? There's a lot of these books, you know. All right, let's say so. Mm-hmm.